1909. June 1st, 1909. The Wisdom of God. Ellen G. White. It is God's purpose that those who accept the teachings of His Word shall possess a wisdom that will make them wise unto salvation. Our hope and faith are not to depend on the wisdom of this world, but on divine testimony. The will of God is revealed to those who advance step by step in the upward way. These, gaining more and more of the knowledge of divine mysteries, God estimates as truly wise. He gives them clear spiritual discernment and an understanding of the deeper revelations of the gospel. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the Apostle Paul declared. It is beyond the power of human wisdom to discover the things of God. But to those who keep the way of the Lord, there are revealed hidden treasures of wisdom. Christ longs to bestow upon His chosen people in this world a foretaste of the glory in which His faithful ones are to share. From eternity, it has been His purpose to imbue with wisdom believers in His Word, that they may be raised to sit with Him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Wonderful is the light that opens to those who in faith press on, ever on, heeding not hindrance nor difficulty, but keeping the eyes fixed on the glory that Christ reveals. The glory which Thou gavest me, I have given them, Christ prayed, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and Thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that Thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as Thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom Thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which Thou hast given me. For Thou lovedst me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known Thee, but I have known Thee, and these have known that Thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them Thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith Thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. The possibility held out in these words of the Savior is a mystery which none but those who day by day are taught of God can understand. The manifestation of the unity for which Christ prayed is an evidence to the world of the power of God. It is a sign to them of the divine character of Christ's mission. Christ brings His true disciples into close union with Himself and His Father. By the golden cord of love, they are bound to one another and to Him. This is the glory given to Christ, the knowledge that He has not made His infinite sacrifice in vain. That which worldly wisdom cannot do, God will accomplish. He is glorified in the sanctification of His chosen ones. He identifies Himself with them, saying, "Your interests are my care. I will manifest my power by giving you victory over the world and over Satan, and by bestowing upon you everlasting life." Inestimable advantages are presented to us in the Word of God. God desires us to grow in grace and in a knowledge of Himself. Those who receive Christ as a personal Savior and learn constantly of Him gain wisdom that will be recognized in the courts of God. "This is life eternal," the Savior said, "that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent." December 1, 1909. The Divine Teacher, Ellen G. White. Revelation is not the creation or invention of something new, but the manifestation of what was, until revealed, unknown to human beings. The great and eternal truths contained in the gospel are revealed through diligent searching and humbling of ourselves before God. The divine teacher leads the mind of the humble seeker for truth. And by the Holy Spirit's guidance, the truths of the Word are made known to him. And there can be no more certain and efficient way of knowledge than in being thus guided. The promise of the Savior was, "When He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth." It is through the impartation of the Holy Spirit that we are made to understand the Word of God. The psalmist writes, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." We are admonished to seek for the truth as for hid treasure. The Lord opens the understanding of the true seeker after truth, and the Holy Spirit enables him to grasp the truths of revelation. This is what the psalmist means when he asks that his eyes may be opened to behold wondrous things out of the law. When the soul pants after the excellencies of Jesus Christ, the mind is enabled to grasp the glories of the better world. Only by the aid of the divine teacher can we understand the truths of the Word of God. In Christ's school, we learn to be meek and lowly because there is given to us an understanding of the mysteries of godliness. He who inspired the Word was the true expositor of the Word. Christ illustrated his teachings by calling the attention of his hearers to the simple laws of nature and to the familiar objects which they daily saw and handled. Thus, he led their minds from the natural to the spiritual. Many failed of grasping at once the meaning of his parables, but as they day by day came in contact with the objects with which the great teacher had associated spiritual truths, some discerned the lessons of divine truth he had sought to impress, and these were convinced of the truth of his mission and converted to the gospel. Today, teachers would do well to study the methods of the great teacher. It is their privilege in the same way to lead the minds of the students from the natural to the spiritual, from things that are seen and temporal to those things which are not seen, eternal in the heavens. The true teacher will try by precept and example to win souls to Christ. He must receive the truth in the love of it, and let it cleanse his heart and mold his life. Every teacher should be under the full control of the Holy Spirit. Then Christ can speak to the heart, and his voice is the voice of love. And the love of God, received into the heart, is an active power for good, quickening and enlarging the mind and soul. With his own heart warm with divine love, the teacher will lift up the man of Calvary, not to give the students a casual glance, but to fasten their attention until Jesus shall seem to them the chiefest among 10,000, and the one altogether lovely.